ballet, just like a lot of other sports, which I know ballet's an art, not a sport, but ballet, like a lot of other sports and other jobs, and we have a season.
This summer, professional ballet dancer Erica Lohman is diving into a personal project as a choreographic director.
This specific production that I'm working on right now, it's really meaningful to me because it's my first full-length production. So everything else I've choreographed has always been a smaller work. I've never done something longer than 12 minutes. And this show is 40 minutes long.
After establishing a career as professional dancer, Lohman's first production as director is part of this year's Omaha Fringe Festival, established in 2019.
I started dancing when I was 2 years old. My mom taught aerobics classes at a YMCA, so she put me in the ballet classes that were happening at the same time, and I just never stopped. I think I decided halfway through high school I wanted to pursue a professional career, so I went and got my dance degree at the University of Missouri Kansas City Conservatory. Had a really, really great experience in my 4 years there. And then I auditioned for ballet companies all around the United States and got offered a position at American Midwest Ballet here in Omaha.
Her desire to direct something completely on her own came at the perfect time, as the organizers of the annual festival wanted to include more dance.
The show is titled Of Darkness and Dreams, and it's going to take the audience on a journey from dark to light and really explore the human experience and the ups and downs that come with that. And, you know, we have moments where we're really struggling, and then we have moments where we find our joy, and it's gonna touch on all of that and the perseverance and the resilience that we have as humans. That is something that continues to inspire me.
She's taken full creative control and showcased her vision in a supportive and dynamic environment. The Omaha Fringe Festival accepts all submissions and might choose participants by lottery.
My understanding of their mission, they're really open to any type of performer. So there's lots of theater shows, there's comedians, magicians, singers, musicians, dance, obviously. With choreography, I've just continued to seek out opportunities to make something and to share it with, you know, not just necessarily our audience that the ballet already has. Or I would really love for what I'm doing to attract a new audience.
A difference from jeweled festivals, fringe festivals select acts based on artistic qualities. These festivals are essential for independent artists to showcase original work. To put this production together, she connected with some colleagues from Midwest American Ballet. Of Darkness and Dreams will be performed this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Weber Fine Arts Building main stage at UNO. More information at omahafringe.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.